Angry? Jesus has been there a Monday. Been there series, week 2. First thing is to take a moment and ask God what He wants to show you before listening today. You can even pause this for a moment if needed. Next is the daily. Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out all the people buying and selling animals for sacrifice. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the chairs of those selling doves. Matthew 21:12. Are followers of Jesus allowed to get angry? Maybe you've wondered that, especially as your temper was starting to flare up. But anger itself is rarely the problem. Our reactions to anger are what can get us in trouble. Jesus himself got angry. So being angry isn't wrong, especially if you get angry about something that breaks the heart of God. When we get mistreated, or when someone we love gets mistreated, anger is a natural response. God is a just God, and even though he is slow to get angry, he still gets angry. In fact, Jesus often displayed righteous anger. In the Gospels, we see him literally turn over tables after people started abusing the temple as a place to trade and sell animals for sacrifices. And Jesus' anger was justified. When we see people doing wrong to others, we should feel righteously angry, and we should do something about it. That doesn't mean we seek revenge. It doesn't mean we behave recklessly or unlovingly. It does mean that when we see injustice, it should make us mad and break our hearts. Often, the things we get angry about reveal what we care about. UK basketball or Ohio State football the last few years, anyone? But it's good when we are bothered by the same things as Jesus. Maybe if you see children growing up without families, it makes you angry. So you decide to start fostering or serving foster families. What is it that makes you angry in the right way? Jesus threw down tables to disrupt corruption. He reclaimed and restored God's temple to honor God. His anger invoked action that brought glory to God. So in your anger, do not sin. But do stand up for what's right. It's okay to be angry. But when we're angry, let's invite God into the situation. Maybe there's something that needs to change, so we champion the cause. Maybe it's a sign that we're called to be a part of the solution, so we find ways to help and support. No matter what, we go to God and ask Him what our next step is and what we can learn from our anger. Last but not least is your two prayers for the day. First, pray, God, what are you showing me, and what am I going to do about it? Second, ask God to help me to see one person that I can serve through a kind word, random act of kindness, or simple gift today. If you're listening through the Epic Life app, make sure you click the back button, then click to complete the reading. If you would like to keep listening for the 4x6 plan, which is how to read through the New Testament with 4 minutes per day, 6 days a week, then here goes. This is Mark chapter 14, verses 53 through 65. The authorities in the high council were trying to find witnesses who would testify against Jesus so they could put him to death. But even though many false witnesses came forward, they could not get their stories straight. Finally, two men came forward who declared, "This man said, 'I am able to destroy the temple of God and rebuild it in 3 days.'" Then the high priest stood up and said to Jesus, "Well, aren't you going to answer these charges? What do you have to say for yourself?" But Jesus was silent and made no reply. Then the high priest asked him, "Are you the Messiah, the Son of the Blessed One?" Jesus said, "I am, and you will see the Son of Man seated in the place of power at God's right hand and coming on the clouds of heaven." Then the high priest tore his clothing to show his horror and said, "Why do we need other witnesses? You have all heard his blasphemy. What is your verdict?" "Guilty," they all cried. "He deserves to die." Then some of them began to spit at him, and they blindfolded him and beat him with their fists. "Prophecy to us," they jeered. And the guards slapped him as they took him away. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 15. Now I want you to know, dear brothers and sisters, what God in His kindness has done through the churches in Macedonia. They are being tested by many troubles, and they are very poor. But they are also filled with abundant joy, which has overflowed in rich generosity. For I can testify that they gave not only what they could afford, but far more. And they did it of their own free will. They begged us again and again for the privilege of sharing in the gift for the believers in Jerusalem. They even did more than we had hoped, for their first action was to give themselves to the Lord and to us, just as God wanted them to do. So we have urged Titus, who encouraged your giving in the first place, to return to you and encourage you to finish this ministry of giving. Since you excel in so many ways, in your faith, your gifted speakers, your knowledge, your enthusiasm, and your love from us, I want you to excel also in this gracious act of giving. I am not commanding you to do this, but I am testing how genuine your love is by comparing it with the eagerness of the other churches. You know the generous grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that by his poverty he could make you rich. Here is my advice. It would be good for you to finish what you started a year ago. Last year you were the first who wanted to give, and you were the first to begin doing it. Now you should finish what you started. Let the eagerness you showed in the beginning be matched now by your giving. Give in proportion to what you have. Whatever you give is acceptable if you give it eagerly. And give according to what you have, not what you don't have. Of course, I don't mean your giving should make life easy for others and hard for yourselves. I only mean that there should be some equality. Right now you have plenty and can help those who are in need. Later, they will have plenty and can share with you when you need it. In this way, things will be equal. As the scriptures say, those who gathered a lot had nothing left over, and those who gathered only a little had enough. Don't forget to click back and complete your reading or comment on the app, and we'll see you tomorrow.